Welcome to episode 906 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Gospel of Mark is traditionally attributed to John Mark, also known as Mark the Evangelist, a companion and interpreter of the Apostle Peter. This association is rooted in early Christian traditions, reported by Papias of Hierapolis, who noted that Mark recorded Peter's sermons, capturing the actions and teachings of Jesus as remembered by Peter. This relationship is crucial in understanding the narrative and details found in Mark, as they likely reflect Peter's eyewitness account and theological insights. Scholars typically date the Gospel of Mark to just before or after the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 AD, likely around 65 to 70 AD. The context in which Mark wrote was one of significant upheaval and persecution for the early Christian community, particularly in Rome. The gospel was intended for a predominantly Gentile audience, explaining Jewish customs and Aramaic terms to make the message accessible to non-Jews and to strengthen the faith of these early Christians by detailing the life and mission of Jesus as the Messiah and Son of God. Mark's portrayal of Jesus is dynamic and action-oriented, emphasizing Jesus' role as a servant and a man of action, which contrasts with the other gospels that present more of his teachings and discourses. This approach catered to the Roman love for action and straightforward narratives, which helped convey the theological implications of Jesus' work and his ultimate sacrifice. John Mark's relationship with Jesus was indirect. He was not one of the original disciples, but derived his knowledge from Peter, one of Jesus' closest followers. His unique perspective adds a layer of interpretation and emphasis that is distinct from the other gospels. Mark was the son of a woman named Mary, whose home in Jerusalem served as a significant meeting place for early Christians. It was to this house, known as a gathering spot for prayer, that Peter went after being miraculously freed from prison. This suggests that John Mark's family was deeply embedded in the early Christian community and possibly well-to-do, able to host large groups. As a young man, Mark accompanied Paul and Barnabas on missionary journeys, but he famously departed from them early on, returning to Jerusalem from Perga in Pamphylia. This action caused a rift between Paul and Barnabas, as Paul viewed Mark's departure as a sign of unreliability. Yet, Barnabas, who was also John Mark's cousin, gave him a second chance, demonstrating early Christian values of forgiveness and redemption. This split led Barnabas and Mark to Cyprus, highlighting an early instance of conflict resolution within the church. It's believed that John Mark later became a close associate of Peter in Rome. The apostle referred to him affectionately as his son, suggesting spiritual kinship. There is a tradition in the Gospel of Mark that suggests Mark himself might have been a witness to the events in the Garden of Gethsemane. This tradition stems from a peculiar incident recorded only in Mark's Gospel. In Mark 14, during Jesus' arrest, a young man wearing nothing but a linen garment is mentioned. When the guards tried to seize him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. This young man is not identified by name, and his brief appearance in the narrative is mysterious. Some scholars and traditions suggest that this young man was Mark himself, making a cameo in his own gospel, hinting at his presence during the crucial moments of Jesus' life. This interpretation, while speculative, adds an intriguing layer to how the Gospel of Mark may have been composed, based on personal experiences or accounts from those who were present, and not just from Peter. Christian tradition, including insights from early Christian texts and archaeological considerations, posits that Mark's family home, having an upper room, was used for significant early Christian events, including the Last Supper. The Gospel of Mark is generally considered the first of the four canonical Gospels to have been written, and its influence on the other Gospels, particularly Matthew and Luke, is well documented. Most biblical scholars agree that Mark was written around 65 to 70 AD, and it provided a narrative framework that the authors of Matthew and Luke used when composing their own Gospels. This relationship is part of what's known as the synoptic problem, which explores how these three Gospels interrelate, showing that Matthew and Luke likely used Mark as a source, along with another hypothetical document, known as Q, from the German Quelle, meaning source, which is believed to have contained sayings of Jesus. This foundational role of Mark in the synoptic tradition highlights its importance in shaping early Christian narrative and theology. John Mark's story in the New Testament offers several valuable lessons that are relevant for us today, reflecting themes of growth, resilience, and redemption. Lesson 1. Overcoming Failure. Mark's journey with Paul and Barnabas initially ended in what could be seen as failure when he departed from them early during a missionary journey. However, this setback was not the end of his story. He later rejoined Paul in his missions, demonstrating that early failures do not define our entire journey. He then goes on to write the first gospel. This teaches us the importance of perseverance and the possibility of overcoming initial setbacks or failures in our personal and professional lives. Lesson 2. Growth and Redemption. Despite the initial disagreement over John Mark between Paul and Barnabas, which led to them parting ways, Mark's story did not end there. He grew in his faith and responsibilities, eventually gaining Paul's trust and becoming valuable to him in the ministry. This aspect of his life underscores the importance of personal growth and redemption, reminding us that people can change and should be given second chances. Lesson 3. Mentorship and Support. Barnabas, known for his encouraging nature, took John Mark under his wing despite his earlier desertion. This act of mentorship and belief in Mark's potential is a poignant reminder of the impact that mentoring and supporting others can have, encouraging us to invest in the development of those around us. Lesson 4. Contribution regardless of recognition. While John Mark may not have been as prominently featured as other figures in the Bible, his contributions, particularly through what is traditionally believed to be his role in composing the Gospel of Mark, have had a lasting impact on Christianity. This teaches us the value of contributions, regardless of their recognition or prominence, emphasizing that every role is crucial in the broader tapestry of community and organizational life. John Mark's story resonates with themes of resilience, the power of support and mentorship, and the importance of every individual's contributions, regardless of how small they may seem. These lessons remain highly relevant as they encourage personal development, forgiveness, and the significance of every person's work and effort in creating a positive impact on society. The Gospel of Mark, although the shortest of the four canonical Gospels, is dense with themes and messages that are crucial to Christian theology. Throughout the Gospel of Mark, the identity of Jesus as the Christ, Messiah, and Son of God is a central theme. This is established from the opening verse. Mark 1, verse 1, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and is echoed in various instances, like during Jesus' baptism and the Transfiguration. Despite these declarations, Jesus often tells demons, disciples, and those he heals to keep his identity a secret. Mark frequently discusses the kingdom of God, emphasizing its present and future aspects. Jesus teaches about the kingdom through parables, explaining it is at hand and urging repentance and belief in the gospel. The nature and mystery of the kingdom are explored through stories and teachings that reveal it as both already present and yet to be fully realized. The demands of discipleship are a recurring theme in Mark. Jesus calls his followers to a life of service, sacrifice, and suffering, emphasizing that following him may involve hardship and persecution but also ultimate reward. Discipleship in Mark involves a complete commitment, exemplified in the call of the first disciples, who leave everything, to follow Jesus. Mark presents Jesus as the suffering servant, prophesied about, in Isaiah. This theme culminates in the Passion narrative, where Jesus's suffering and death are portrayed in detail. Mark emphasizes that Jesus's messiahship is defined by suffering and service, not earthly power or glory, which is a radical redefinition of what it means to be the Messiah. And this is just the beginning. We will dive more deeply into Mark's insights into Jesus over the course of this week. Father, thank you for the gift of the gospel and thank you for the lessons we learn from studying the fallible life of the gospel writer, John Mark. May we be encouraged to live for you today. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.